From KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. The Board of Supervisors in rural Shasta County voted yesterday to sever its ties to Dominion. Now, that's the company that makes voting machines former President Donald Trump blames without any justification for handing the 2020 election to Joe Biden. That makes Shasta the first county in the nation to do what election deniers have been calling for, to stop using Dominion machines to count ballots. Joining us now to talk about that decision and how it could affect other counties is KQED's senior editor for politics and government, Scott Schaefer. So, Scott, first of all, tell us why this has become such an issue for Shasta County, which voted overwhelmingly for Trump in 2020.
Yeah, Natalia, that's kind of one of the ironies here. You know, it is an ultra-conservative county. They have an all-Republican Board of Supervisors. Trump got 65% of the vote. They successfully recalled a Republican supervisor a year ago because he wasn't conservative enough. And yet they think the voting process is tainted somehow by these voting machines. Now, nobody is saying that all those elections I mentioned were tainted or were not accurate, but this is part of the conservative agenda. We've seen it with Fox News, as you mentioned, Donald Trump, and there was a 3-2 majority now that was hell-bent on getting rid of Dominion. And for the last 3 months, there's been really animated, very emotional public testimony, a lot of it from people spouting conspiracy theories, frankly, that are not rooted in reality. But nonetheless, there were 3 votes to get rid of Dominion and move forward with hand counting of ballots.
So now that they've broken off with Dominion, how are they going to hold elections? What's going to happen next year?
You know, there's a lot of unanswered questions. First of all, you know, the county's election chief says the board doesn't know what they're getting into. She has run those elections. She knows what it takes. Even to do a small hand count, which is required to certify elections, you do a random sample of votes just to make sure they match up. But to do it for all the thousands of ballots, it's really unclear how that's going to happen. You have to have a company to print the ballots. You have to have a way to process the ballots. And you have to, if you're going to use volunteers, I mean, you have to train them. You have to vet them to make sure that they don't have, you know, felonies in their records. You have to somehow protect the integrity of the election. And so there's just a lot of questions coming up toward the 2024 election, the March presidential primary, which is a very complicated ballot.
What are voting rights groups and good government organizations like the League of Women Voters saying?
They're not happy. They've sent several letters now to the Board of Supervisors expressing their concerns over things like ballot access, assuring the integrity of the vote. At least one group, Disability Rights California, is considering a lawsuit on behalf of disabled voters. You know, moving to a hand count has been tried in other states, Nevada, for example, but it's very labor intensive and not easily pulled off.
How does this play into the larger suspicion about the integrity of our elections?
Yeah, so I spoke to Kim Alexander of the California Voter Foundation, and she sees this as a real crisis that has to be addressed and really can't be ignored, even though it's just in one county.
I mean, at this point, we've had 3 years of the big lie, and the big lie is not going away. The big lie is now part of American election culture. And, you know, Donald Trump picked up the U.S. voting process and threw it on the ground and broke it into pieces, and we have to fix it.
And the question is, how? How will it be fixed? Not just there, but, you know, throughout the country.
Are we expecting this to, like, empower or inspire other counties to do the same and take this step pushed by election deniers?
It's entirely possible. We have several other counties in California that are similar, sort of pro-secessionist, even part of the State of Jefferson movement. So I'm sure that it's being very closely watched. They're going to get a lot of national attention, and we'll have to see if other counties in California or elsewhere follow suit.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
That was KQED's senior editor for politics and government, Scott Schaefer, and I'm Natalia Navarro, KQED News.